Kedaf Samach Dalid Omid Beis. Soid Hashem Lireyav. Hamoitzi Meis. What does it mean between? You make me nervous with the hat. You always wear the hat when we learn?
No, no, because there's no someone sitting there. So
put over here on the table.
That's fine, fine, fine.
No, you make me nervous. I can't.
Why?
When people wear a hat when they learn, I get very nervous.
Okay.
I feel like
just
feel
to,
like,
just today, it's a shem. Okay.
Don't get nervous. That's the chilik tzvishin, the chosin, and the lit.
Nene, I might see.
Lit like never wears a hat when he learns.
Nene.
A shem, he always wears a hat.
Yeah.
Why? What's shad? The chassidim did that. I saw my chassidim in Barfak. That's what they do. I was once a lot of time chassidim shtibel.
First of all, it's not true. A lot of chassidim don't wear hats. Rav Shpem happens to be, he has a kippah to wear a hat. I noticed.
What's
I don't know why.
I noticed in Barfak. I was in Emunah.
I've seen Rabban chassidim Rabbanim. I saw a picture of the Satmar Rambam. Yeah. He was learning with Bekacha opened with no hat. The Tzelem Arav.
Okay.
I'm saying, Ralph, he learned with it.
I was in Emunas Yisrael.
Nee, next.
I saw a lot of the mak, but they learn with the hat on. Very,
nah,
very
I don't know. Okay.
Our Hamoitzi Meis Betchilo, I said, Chosh Vazach.
Nee. But the Hasidim, they're mak, but the Mavis said with the hat and jacket. That, yeah. Okay, next. Next. Look at the Mishnah. Hamoitzi Meis Betchilo.
Hamoitzi, the person finds the Meis Betchilo means for the very first time. For the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time a dead body. In other words, no one was aware there was a dead body buried in this location. It's a new discovery.
So Mushkav.
Mushkav. Now the dead body is a Mushkav. It's law. It's in other words, the body, the person is buried horizontally. He's not buried standing up. Do you have Yisrael Zach to bury a person standing? Do you have Yisrael Zach?
Yeah.
When
that's, I was told in Ramey, but unless that thing's buried standing.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
There's a
Kabbalah that he's buried standing. There's a reason why.
Wow.
Okay, next.
I never knew that. So it's Mushkav. The person is buried flat. Mushkav means flat. Number two is Kedarkoi. What does it mean Kedarkoi? We have to see what that means in the Gemara. So what is the halacha? The halacha of here is the
Kshon. What's that? It doesn't go together. Mushkav, Kedarkoi.
Three things. The person is Moitzi Meis Betchil for the very first time. Look at Toys. No one ever knew. It's a Naya discovery. It's like you found gold. No one knew there was a dead body over here. Kedarkoi, Toys says, so what is also? So what's a Shiloh? The Shiloh, maybe it's a cemetery. Maybe when you find one dead body.
Well, what he's saying here, right? So Rashi says, Yoy, Veloy.
Let's get it around. Let's tell Toys. Sometimes Toys is easier than Rashi. So there's so far. There's no
Taisvis here.
It is on the right side. Betchila, on the right side.
Oh yeah, yeah, Betchila.
Betchila.
We're going to get to that, by the way.
I read it says in the Mishnah, Moitzi Meis Betchila.
Nee.
Betchila means for the very first
time.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Betchila Shaloi Noida Loi.
Shaloi Noida Loi. No one ever heard of it here.
He
covers Shom Bekevin.
Nee.
Kedarka, if I should be on my Nokte. Noidless. Now, what's the Shiloh? What's the problem here? Question over here is maybe this is a cemetery. Maybe when you find one dead body,
yeah.
Maybe
oh, yeah,
this is
yeah,
an
right,
old
yeah, yeah.
cemetery. And it is one that maybe there are 20
I think
dead
that
bodies.
Luck is you find three, you oh, have to assume it's a cemetery.
Here are all the pictures.
Because I was sat at the Shira, so I got a bit
oh,
of a preview.
Exactly.
So again, Moitzi Meis Betchilo.
For the very first time, no one over here, this is not an area that is marked of being a Beis HaKvaros.
Mushkav.
And the body, when you find the body, so it's very, very important to see how the body is buried. Because if the body is buried in an unusual way, so that automatically can tell you this is not a cemetery. The person was buried temporarily.
Yeah.
But when the body is buried the same way you bury it in a cemetery, then that is a reyasa. Yeah. There's a suspicion that this is a cemetery. This is not just a temporary burial. It's a
but that's
cemetery.
Only if you find three.
Oh, so who says
one
only
at the
three?
Same time?
Who says he find only three? That's all part of the discussion.
Okay.
So the first thing over here is, so therefore, Mitchila Mushkav, he's lying down Kedarkoi. So what is the halacha? Are you allowed to remove the body? It's not so poshut. It's not so poshut.
Nee.
Oh no, what is she calling me? I can't answer her now.
Okay, nay. Nee.
So, I hope it's not an emergency. But how am I going to cancel? Where would it ring? So let's say you find what's in the Mushkav Kedarkoi, Noitloi. Noitloi is you take it, the es tefusasai, and you take tefusasai means you take the earth with it. You take the body.
You're mafanit, you transfer it to a different place.
And the est, so you don't just take the body, you take
a little off.
You take the tefusasai, some of the earth, period. Okay, you take the body with some of the tefisa. How much is the tefisa? So the Gemara is going to tell us exactly what the tefisa is in a moment.
Next
halacha in the Mishnah. Shnayim. Let's say you don't find one body, you find two bodies. You find two bodies buried together, next to each other.
Notlan?
Noilon, yes, tefusasan. But now comes the big chiddush. This is what we've all been waiting for. The whole Masechta, we've been waiting for this.
Why are you allowed to be mafaned? Because this is not
that it was only buried here temporarily.
This is very common
during Corona. There were many people that died during Corona, and they had karak in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't shaykh to go to Eretz Yisrael because, number one, the airlines did not allow bodies to be taken. Number two, his families wanted to go to Eretz, and you couldn't go.
They
buried a lot of these bodies in
Almanas to take them to Eretz Yisrael.
Almanas. And then when things calmed down, they reinterred them and they brought them to Eretz Yisrael.
That can't have, you know, cases like
many,
that?
Many, many cases many. So over here, you find over here a body buried. So therefore, let's say you find two bodies. So therefore, you have a right to assume that when they bury these bodies, they were only buried here temporarily al manas to bring them to a proper burial.
Matzah shleisha.
Let's say matzah shleisha. Well, how come they taka never got around to burying them in the proper location? How come they left it in?
I mean, if you found three at the same time, yeah.
Between four Amos and eight Amos.
What do you mean, between one character and the other?
Yes, between one character and the next, there's between four to eight Amos.
Harezu
Shechunas Kiros. That means this is a cemetery.
Because there's a cheshbon here. They were buried.
Exactly. So shchunas. This is shchunas kvaros.
And therefore,
I mean, Mela, what do you do, boydek? You have to assume not only can you not take away these bodies, but you have to be chayish that there are more bodies. So you have to go make a bedika, boydek. Amen. Ulahalon eshemamba.
What do you mean ulahalon? And further?
Further.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep on going down to 20 amos. 20 amos. Mos echad b'soif eshemamba. Let's say you tackle, you find, you check, you don't find, but you find after 20 amos.
You have to go again.
But they came in ulahalon another eshemamba. Shiraglayim ladover. There's a likelihood sheilu techila mitzoi because shiraglayim period. Comma. Shiraglayim ladover period. Now the next line over here is it's a little harder than the nusach over here. Sheilu. If you only found one body, if you were to find the body that was 20 amos away, so what does that mean? Let's see over here. Tosis over here says, "Boydei kemenu." Look at the Tosis. Diba masal tav Tosis. Boydei kemenu v'halon chafama. Pergam chaperus parach eshem v'tarten hagen. Shmuel 22. L'shneim always
22 amos.
He's going to a different topic. Let's not go get Rashi yet. That's a side topic. Let's look at Rashi. Not Tosis. Look at Rashi. Let's keep to the script. I don't want to miss the Siyam.
I don't want to miss the sumptuous.
You're just going to learn
the Rashi, the top Rashi? Okay.
Rashi, with Sarshi, hey, Boydei kemenu v'halon eshem amos, k'minyan shnei mo'orois, v'yachotzer shebeneyem. Now, v'chosem etagim molol rav shesh b'reidu rav idi, alib rav shibim, d'omar p'seach bo shtei mo'orois, shal shesh al shmoina, why, the chodem inayu b'nifli, Okay, this is going to let's go show you the picture in a second. Let's go down in the Rashi's. Let's go to the Rashi's. Since you found three dead bodies, שיש בין זה לזה מדל רמז ועד חס, ועכשיו מוצא אחד, you found another one, בסוי חוף. ולא יאמינון עשרו מייסמי.
One second, when he went 20 yam, he found another one. Another three or just one?
You have to make a bedika. You found over here three bodies.
Yeah, but let's say he says after 20, he found Motsi Echad. One dead body. It doesn't mean all three. Only one.
So then you have to make an assumption that there's going to be more dead bodies.
What's that was 20?
Because that's the size of a cave. We're going to explain that in one moment. I'll show you the pictures in one moment. Now, v'loy arminon isrumi isrami, d'loy nikbar sham ella echod.
We
don't say there was just an accident. You find a dead body after 20, within 20 hours. Then over here, you have three dead bodies together. Okay, there are three dead bodies together.
Four amas apart from each other.
They're within between four and eight amas. Right? You find three four dead eight. Bodies. And they are the.
But let's say you find nine amas in between.
Then you could have a right to assume that it's shumi and mishrami.
So the share is between four and eight amas.
Correct.
Within close
Correct.
Proximity from one from
Correct.
One kevet to
one
another.
Next. So now.
So you tell me. Let's say. Forgive me. I'm just for a second. Let's say between the two there's four or eight, and then the third one from the second one there's nine.
It's not called a cemetery. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Okay.
We want to welcome Mr. Aaron Rappaport to the Beis Medrash. So
next.
We have over here, you find over here three dead bodies that are in proximity.
Yeah.
Three dead bodies. Once you have three dead bodies within proximity of one another, you have now established the new reality. This is a cemetery. Mimela, where does the cemetery end? So now you have to check not 4 to 8 amas, 20 amas. If you find the kever within 20 amas of the perimeter, of the extreme of these three dead bodies, oh, that body is part of the cemetery. And now you have to go
and
check
it's a little
another.
More than 20, if it's 20.
No, then we say Esrumi Misram, then we say it was an accident. But the three...
And then, and therefore that one you can remove and
yes,
put it somewhere
else. That one you can remove, exactly. Mm-hmm. But if you find one body or two bodies, you can remove them. Once you find three bodies... That are within a reasonable amount of space.
That we have stopped,
you have established a cemetery. Now, where?
But let's say another, you find another body within 20 hours, then you have to assume that the cemetery is extending.
Exactly.
It's not just within.
It's like the Big Bang. The world is expanding. The cemetery gets weiter and weiter.
Nee. Okay.
Ach, Om Hashem, Om Alilam, I die.
By the way, did we finish? What did he say?
We don't say it was an accident. It just happened to be that a dead body fell down over here. We don't say that. We don't
say it again. Vloyam Brina Srim Isram, the link with Sham El Echad?
Oh, Vloyam Brina Isram, maybe the fact that you found another body over here 20 amas away, 19 amas away, it was an accident. It was an accident. Just happened, the body happened to be buried over there.
What do you say? The link with Sham El Echad?
Oh, and if you look at it as one, so what is the law? The law is if you find one or two bodies, you're permitted to remove it with a tisa. So the second is no, you can no longer say that once you establish a mokoin of three, it's now a whole new territory. Once you, if you find one body or two bodies, so you can take them away. Once you establish a matzav of where there are three bodies in one location, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a naya matzav. When you find three bodies together, and when you find three bodies together in one, three bodies together in one location, this is now a new matzav, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is the law then? If this was one body alone,
yeah.
Now that you find within 20. The echad b'soif eshrim yeshlema shu shechunas kavaris. If you were to find just one body alone, you'd be allowed to remove it. But now that we have established that there are three bodies in proximity, so we have a cemetery. Now, if you find a single body within 20 amos, we have to assume it's part of the cemetery, and you're not allowed to remove it. Because if we did not have the three bodies that were together on the other side, then you would be permitted to remove this single body.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the end of the mishnah. Which over here says shuraglaim ludover sheilu techila mitzaoi. Over here, the bottom line, you find over here one body. There is, you don't have within 8 amos another body. If this was the first body that you discovered when you came to this location, you find one body and you make a bedika and you don't find another body within 8 amos on all four sides, what is the halacha?
Everything, you
can take it away.
Mm-hmm.
But now, why can't you take it away? Because since you found on the other side three dead bodies, so once you've established nearby there are three dead bodies, now you have to go examine 20 amas.
Yeah.
And now when you find that ama number 19, a single body, oh, that body cannot be removed. If you would have made the bedika in the other direction, then you would have been permitted to take away this body because this body does not have within its perimeter, within 8 amas, so it doesn't have another body.
Right.
So what do you learn from this? Seder. It all depends on the order in which you find the bodies. If you were to find this body first, you'd be permitted to remove the body.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't find this body first. You found this body last. Oh, so since you found the first, you found 1, 2, and 3. And 1, 2, and 3 are within a certain distance. So you've established this location to be called a cemetery. And now you have to a new shear of extending from 8 amos to 20 amos.
Yeah.
So now when you find the body within 20 amos, it's too late. Now you can't take away that body.
Mm-hmm.
See the hashkacha pratis? It all depends on timing. Timing to be in the right place in the right moment. Even in the world of halacha, everything about life is being in the right place at the right time. And even in the world of halacha, the status of taking away this body will depend on when you found it. If you found it first, you can take it away. But now that you found it after you've already discovered 1, 2, and 3, that were, each one was within 8 amos. So you've established this plots to be a mokim of a cemetery. So now there's a new shear of 20 amos.
Yeah.
Gevaldik, no?
Yeah.
Unbelievable Mishnah. You learn over here from Mishnah Mamish, you say this. Now, by the way, over here, just to give you a little taste of it, this, we're not going to do this with the pictures. Yeah. You see the picture over here? Look what's going on over here. All the different, what's called 20, all the different, these are all crypts, burial crypts.
What's a crypt?
Crypt is where you bury your dead body.
Wow.
You slide it in. It's like...
Oh, like a morgue?
Yeah. Well, it's like all this in the ground. They need some very fancy pictures how they do this, but over here you basically have a cave, you have a courtyard, and in the wall of the courtyard you slide in. You slide the bodies.
Okay.
Okay.
Look at the Gemara. I'm reviewed.
Pray for the dead. So the dead will pray for you. Pray for the dead.
I'm reviewed.
The dead will pray for you only because they have nothing else to do.
I'm reviewed. Matzah.
Right. Why are there a fence around the cemetery?
Nee.
They're dying to get in. You know that joke, the oldest joke in the world. It says over here in the Mishnah, if a person finds matzah, a mitziah, he finds a dead body that's betchila.
By the way, the lash is not matzah, it's hamoitzi. Hamoitzi
lechem min haaretz.
No, seriously, how come? Okay, nee.
Chreistish, good kasha.
Is it safe?
Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's also a Moitzias Chemi Eretz Mitzrayim.
But it's the same diktog. A Moitzias means he finds.
I don't know. He asked a good question.
Okay,
nay.
Prat.
I'm a Yudam Motzah. Prat Lemotzui. Motzah means this is a new discovery to exclude where this body was already present. You already knew about it. Lemayin Afkamina. You're not allowed to take it away. You only can take away the body if this is a new discovery.
Yeah.
But if you know that this body has been buried already for 50 years, everyone knows that over here there's a body that's buried here. So it's not a new discovery. If it's not a new discovery, you have no right to disturb the sleep of this body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So look over here, what it says in the Rashi. Rashi says, Om Rav Yehuda Om Matzah Prat Limotsui. Dohod Tanan Matzah Gimel Mesim Mushkavim Kedarkon. When you find three, now I made a mistake. When I told you it means even one body. I told you one body. Over here, I see it's very important to Rashi. Rashi is learning Shah in the Gemara. L'chari, not everyone agrees with this Rashi. L'chari, I'm willing to bet that it's Machlok and Shoinim. Rashi says that this Gemara is going on when you find three bodies. L'mayin after the Matzah, the Hodder time, Matzah, Gimel, Mason, Mushkab, Mukhtar, Mukhon, Mukhaimon. V'yayashram Shkunas Kavaro, it's Prat, L'matzah, Shimcha, Yadu, Akkadim, L'chain, Shechon, Mehem, Nikvar, L'sham. Ein zu shchunas kvaros, the neilon viestufusasan umutulo lufanoisam lomakam achesh loykanu mikayman. Pilei piloim. Look what he says over here, Rashi. If not for this Rashi, I'm willing to bet you that no one will learn Pshat in the Gemara like this. If you didn't read these words of the Rashi and you tell someone this Pshat in the Gemara, they will tell you it's far fetched to say. They'll tell you that you don't know how to learn, and you're not going to get a good shiruch. Because this is a very far-fetched pshat in the Gemara, and along comes Rashi and tells you this the pshat, to teach you, das balabayis hepuch midas toyer. And what is it over here? When it says in the Mishnah, if there are three dead bodies, it's called a shchuna. It's a shchuna, it's a neighborhood. Lamayin afkamina, you cannot take away any one of those bodies. It's a cemetery. They were buried here permanently. They were not buried with the kavanah to have them removed later on.
Yeah.
That's
providing
only,
the four dollar to has
that
armas.
Is only when you discover them, you discover that these three bodies are all new discoveries.
And also between Dalit and Ches.
Right, they're all within, you have all the requirements. You discover three dead bodies that are all positioned within between 4 and 8 amas of each other.
Yeah.
Not, by the way, it has to be between Dalit, not like Goldilocks. If it's less than Dalit, no good. Because if it gets squashed. If it's less than Dalit Amos,
they would have never been buried like that with Katkhila.
But today we bury very close. Today we don't have Makran Dalit Amos. Today in the cemetery there's no Dalit Amos. No Dalit Amos. It's a Pella. It says over here that in order to go to Shchunas Kavaros, there has to be space. Space between the burial crypts. Today, no such thing. Today it's very crowded. Today in the cemetery, it's Oimdim Tzifufim Umishtachavim Revach. It's oymates of the all squashed together,
but
and you got to give a lot of
look at this. Rashi says if you knew already before there was
a lot of money to buy barrels.
But he says Rashi says if you already knew one was buried, then you can be found. Even if you didn't know, if you only saw one, what doesn't it make? What difference does it make if he sees one or he knew about that one? We just said you could transfer him to a different location.
Oh, wait, I really made a mistake. It's, okay, let's not get into the nitty-gritty details because the picture could take forever.
I'm trying to understand Rashi.
Rashi's saying like this. Is this that it says in the halacha, if you find three dead bodies, it's called a shchuna, and you're not allowed to remove any of them because the assumption is they were buried here permanently.
Yeah.
There was no tonight. But let's say there's one dead body that's been there from time immemorial. It's been there forever. It's been there before you. Everyone knows the big stone, there's a dead body there. And now you discover two more bodies that are buried adjacent to that dead body. Two new bodies. Oh, two new bodies. Oh, so two plus one is three. So now it's a cemetery. So now you're not allowed to remove those two bodies. If you were to have discovered just two bodies, what would the halacha be? Then you can remove them. You can remove the two bodies.
Yeah.
But when you find three bodies, it's a shchuna. You can't remove them. So let's say you have a situation where you discover two, but one was there from back in the day. So, L'chor, what would you say? I would say, even though one is an old kever, it's been there forever and ever, and now we discover two bodies, so two plus one is three. It's a shchuna. Kamash Mullah, no. Since one of the bodies has been there from before, from a long time ago, and you discover two bodies, The discovery of two is like you find two bodies. We ignore the old body.
Why?
That's the Chesh of Rashi. Because, and what have you discovered? I've discovered two bodies. Are you allowed to remove two bodies when you find two bodies?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, but in total there are three bodies. In total there are three.
Yeah.
There are three bodies. They're not two bodies. No. The halacha that we learned that when there are three bodies, it's a shchuna, is only when you discover all three new bodies.
Yeah.
Here, how many did you discover?
Two.
Two. Are you allowed to remove two? Ordinarily, yeah. Yes. But what are you going to argue? But in this case, it's not two, it's three. The third one doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? It's motzui, because it was there from before.
Uh-huh.
Is that a chiddush?
Yeah, it is.
The Mishnah that says matzah means going. What is it going back on? You can say many perushim on this Mishnah, on this diak. Rashi here learns matzah means in order to give the three bodies a din shechuna le'inyan the halacha that you're not allowed to be mefaneh.
What's the svar behind it?
I guess it means is that if you only knew back in the day that there was one body here, and you never heard about other bodies. It only be temporarily. Where are we going to bury this guy temporarily? We want to go take him to a makam chasha. In the meantime, where are we going to bury him? You know, in that spot there's a dead body. There's a matseva, so we'll put him there near for temporarily. Because anyway, that's a location where there are dead bodies. So you can assume that he was put there temporarily.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say?
So I'm repeating again. I'm sorry. The
dilemma over here is: was the person buried temporarily? Or was he buried permanently? That is what it all comes down to.
Right.
At the end of the day, you have to ask yourself the question. When they put this person in the ground, did they put him here temporarily, or did they put him here permanently?
So the one that was already well known for you.
Right. So what would you do if I were you? I would ask the person, did they put you here temporarily? No, you can't.
So why can't you assume, it's a cemetery if you find two others next to
it? Because you would have known about it. Because the same way you knew about number one, you would have known about two and three.
If you didn't know about it, it means
that they were recently temporarily put here for the moment.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
And it's a very good place to bury a person temporarily. Because since this is a place where everyone knows that there's a dead body, so it's a good place to put someone here temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
If it was really a real cemetery, the same way you would know about number one, you would know about two and three. And the fact that you don't know about two and three, it must be they were put here recently temporarily.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe if there's one, and now there's two and three, it's a grand total of three. Grand total of three becomes a shchuna. And none of them can be removed.
So you tell me, Rahman Litzlan, if someone dies, and let's say he buries him in his backyard.
Temporarily.
No, permanently. Then he decides a year from now, you know what, I want to marry him in a Beis HaChaim.
So someone has said that the Gemara, someone has said, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
Wow.
You're disturbing the dead. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Kabbalistic Kabbalah, is that the Neshama has Menucha, and when you move the person's bones, in Shemayim, we don't know how this works, it causes him enormous sorrow. He feels that they're taking him to din.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah.
Yeah.
That when a person's body is disturbed, his neshama senses that something is wrong and it causes damage to the neshama.
Mm-hmm.
But if the person was buried lechatchila al menas, then when they hear his, when the person senses that they're moving his bones, he's not afraid because he knows he was only put here temporarily to take him to a higher place. Some places consider you can take a body to Eretz Yisrael without a tanai. Person buried in Chutz Le'aretz, to go to Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do no matter what.
Even if it changes his mind, I want to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed.
Not everyone agrees to that. Mm-hmm. But some places consider the person, to go to Eretz Yisrael, you could always go to Eretz Yisrael. And also, let's say, you know, there were certain kavaris, and I don't know which part, where the mesim are drowning. You know that? I know someone, the family made a determination that the person they buried was drowning.
What do you mean he was drowning?
The cemetery was flooded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know somebody like that.
And they went and they asked a million shaylos to all the Gedolei Yisrael. They had a very big what to do.
I know somebody who happened 6-7 years ago.
They buried
Rav Shimon Olster Schwer. They had to transfer him because there was a flood when he
went there. And the bodies, the chayshah, were just basically in water. Rav Moshe is true on this. Rav Moshe holds it's not so terrible. So they didn't know what to do. It was a very big shiloh of what to do.
It gets flooded, so it dries out afterwards.
Yeah, but it's still, the family doesn't like that the coffin of the person, the relative, should be underwater.
I got it.
It's not a.
So good thing. So there's a good, valid reason to put him somewhere else.
They spent an enormous amount of money making a determination to test, is it really underwater? Is it not underwater? And the end was they were a fan of the mace.
Yeah.
It's not so partial to do
this. I know somebody in there, yeah.
It's not so partial to do this. Okay, but the case over here is there is one body that's been buried here permanently. And now we discover two more bodies within 8 amas. So what is the question? The question is, do we look at it right now that there are 3 dead bodies?
Mm-hmm.
If there are 3 dead bodies, it's called a shchuna, and you're not allowed to be mefane the 2 ones that you discover. Or do we say no?
Meaning that they, since the mere fact you found 3 within the close proximity, I've said they were buried permanently.
You can't move the body.
Oh.
Or do we say that we only knew originally there was one body? And now we have discovered, it's a discovery. Columbus discovered America. It was a discovery. There are 2 bodies. If you discover 2 bodies, what is the halacha? You're allowed to mafane. So
what about the first one?
No, for sure not. For sure not.
You're not allowed to mafane.
No, because the first one was known.
Oh, that's what
to
I wanted to know. Okay.
The first one, they put up a matzeva. And they wrote, rest in peace.
And it's not a... And since you discovered 2 other, why can you say that...
That's the dilemma. That's exactly the dilemma.
Why do we say no? They were there. It was only temporarily. It was a temporary
thing. The two?
Yeah.
Because we don't know about them.
But the first one you knew about, so they all...
That's the shiloh. The first one was for sure.
But since you found the other two,
that's
the pshat is that they want to be buried next to that one.
Maybe you can say the fact that we did not know about it, it's a chiddush to us that there are 2 other bodies over here. If these 2 bodies would have been buried here permanently, we would have known about it.
Oh, I
just
see.
Like we knew about the first one.
Oh, I see what
so
you're saying.
So must they put the person in permanently?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, so therefore, matzah prat l'matzui. And never forget, the Rashi. The Rashi over here says an incredible, I won't tell the Rashi, we only came to learn the Rashi, the Rashi. Matzah prat l'matzui, d'ho, d'tanan, matzah, gimel, mesim, you find 3 mesim. This that it says. That's, look how Rashi don't shine the Gemara. I'm telling you, go look at all the Rishonim. You're not going to see this anywhere.
Yes, I'm
sure. Came over here to spin to the right place over here. The hard that's on matzah gimel mesim mushkavim. You find 3 bodies mushkavim kedarkon the konu mikoyman. And the meila, you're not allowed to be a fan of them. The yesh lachem shuchunas kivaros prat lematzui. What does that mean? What does it mean prat lematzui? So Rashi here now says divorim nifloim admoid. If you knew, you have to change the vav. The vav changes to the word yodua, I think. Oiz vav on top. Oiz vav is yodea. No, shemcha yodea ze koidem lekach. If shoy yodea, this is the chacha. This is in the manashtana. The sheino yodea lishol. there's a child who's Yodea.
Ne.
What does he know?
Yodea koydim l'chaim she'echad mehem nikvar l'sham.
Yodea koydim l'chaim she'echad mehem nikvar l'sham. And now you discover two more. Einzu shechunas kivarois.
Not long.
And the nail of the noitlam, you can take the two dead bodies.
Yeah.
The ass tifusasan. You see what he's saying?
Yeah.
Umutu loy lefanois and lemokamacha. Sheloy konu mekayman.
Yeah.
You hear what he's saying over here?
Yeah.
Motza prat lemotsui, and we're going on the three. All three of the bodies have to be called matzah in order to declare this location a shchuna. But if you only discover two bodies and the other body was matzui, it's not called a shchuna, and the two bodies that were matzah, you can be mefane.
Yeah.
You next. Got that?
Yeah. Let's go a little faster. Yeah. Prat.
I'm not so smart.
Thing.
I'm not so swift. Lightning was so prat lemotsui. Next. Mace. It says you found a mace. What do you mean a mace? Prat lehorog. Okay, the Gemara over here is mechay between a dead body, means a person who died naturally versus a horuk. I guess you do an autopsy. How did the person die? If you can detect that he was killed, there's a sword that goes through his body.
And
so, you can detect that he was murdered. So then you can automatically assume that he's put here temporarily. There must have been a war that took place in this location.
Oh, so you can take him somewhere else.
And you can take him somewhere else. The only time that this dilemma, the Shaila, is a permanent or not, is where he's buried like as if he died of natural causes and was buried here like a regular person. But if you discover there's a body here and you look at the body and you discover the body was killed in battle, then the halacha changes. We have a right to assume there was some type of battle and they buried him quickly, temporarily over here in the meantime.
Yeah.
Good.
Mushkav.
Meis prad lahoruk. Mushkav. He's lying horizontally. Horizontally. Prad liyoshev. Okay, liyoshev, which... prad liyoshev. Sitting. In other words, he was thrown into the grave in a haphazard way. Yoshev doesn't mean his mom is sitting on a chair. It means he's not buried flat, the way they ordinarily mean. They quickly, it was an emergency. An emergency, there was a battle, and the person died. So they quickly threw him into the grave, and he doesn't look like
so
he's resting.
Also be,
then you can consider him and find it. Kedarkoi. What has been kedarkoi? So now you have two bodies. Let's say you have three bodies, and they're not buried. Where is the head, and where are the feet? Where is the head? You ever go to the funeral? They're very makbar on this. They're very makbar. The roish, where are they? So if they're not buried, they're not lined up. It's head. The head of one is by the feet of another. Even though everything is flat, they're flat, and there's no signs of violence. You could also assume that it was temporarily, because if they were not makbid to put all of the bodies lined
you mean if
up.
Someone's head was between someone's thighs?
No, by a cemetery, the headstone, right?
Yeah.
Where's the head? By the stone.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are the feet? The other end. Let's say you go and you discover that one body, the head is over here, and the other body, the head is in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
So that's already sloppy. Sloppy. If one body, the
it
head is one
temporary.
Way. So it's sloppy. Therefore, you have a right to assume that it was buried temporarily, and you're allowed to be mefane. Okay? That's the next
halacha. So,
but
the other person's feet.
Oh, the other person's feet. Exactly. Look at Rashi. Rashi says,
I'm not sure.
He says
during the Holocaust. Yeah.
One or three. He says if shemotz echad meguyad or shloshen or even all three, or three meguyad. I mean, once you find one that's meguyad, then the other two certainly are, whatever. Next,
no. Mushka,
whatever. You basically find the bodies not buried, not the meguyad. They're cut, which means it's they were not put here permanently.
Next.
If they're not buried the way Kiminag Yisrael, Kimina Yisrael flat.
Yeah.
Then, you know, there's a famous in the Vlad Maisa with there was a Russia, and he gave instructions to the Echever Kadisha they should bury him facing down. I think Rav Moshe, this is the advice of Rav Moshe. There was a person that was a terrible person in the community, and he gave instructions before he died to the Echever Kadisha, bury me with my head facing down. They went to Rav Moshe Feinstein. I believe it was Rav Moshe Feinstein in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, this is what his salvo was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wouldn't bother us the least, because he was such a Russia, this guy. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, the halacha is you don't bury putting the person's face down. This is shaloi halacha. I don't care what he says. I don't care how much tzar he caused Klal Yisrael. The halacha is you bury him the way you bury him, the proper way. And the Chevek Hadisha listened to the Pesach of Rav Moshe, and they buried him facing up. A week later...
But you're not allowed to sleep on your back.
What's it called? It's called a kapandron? What's it called?
No, kapandron means a shortcut.
No, it's what the kapandaria. What does it mean to sleep on your back? What does that mean?
Oh, I'm Lord Kapdan Shachav.
Whatever. This is what he said. That's the way it is. The burial is on that. So this person, you know what he really did? It turned out that before he died, he went to the government, he told the government, the Rosh Dagoyim, these Jews, they hate me so much, you're going to see that after I die, they're going to bury me facing down because they hate me so much. And you'll see, they're not such tzaddikim. They're the Jewish people. They're not such tzaddikim. And you go and use it as an excuse to go and kill them all. So it was just a technique to cause tzar.
What did he say? They're not going to be burying me facing
down?
He
told the Goyim that the Jewish people, they're wicked.
They're not going to want him.
And because they don't like me, they're going to take revenge after I die. And the Chevek Hadish is going to bury me facing down.
But that's not true. They're going to see that.
So before he died, he told the Chevek Hadish to do it.
Yeah.
He gave it to Savo to do it. So that the Goyim will come and check. And we'll see Taka, he's right.
Uh-huh.
And we'll then make a bilbil against Klal Yisrael. So they went to Rav Moshe, what should we do? He told us to bury him facing down. Rav Moshe says, Shlok Halach, he buried him facing up. So they buried him facing up. A few days after he died, the Goyim came and dug up his grave to see how he was buried. And what did they discover? He was facing up. And they didn't make a bilbil.
Where did you hear that story?
It's a famous story in Rav Moshe.
This happened in
Russia.
Really?
It's a famous story.
Next.
What's the story?
Nay.
Okay. Kedarkoi. Prat l'roishay munach loy ben yakasay ben Rashi ben yirei chaysav shemotz echad mehem roishay munach loy ben yirei chaysav
of the other person.
Does it say that? I'm not sure it says.
You have to say that. What else is the?
Okay, let's assume that.
Otherwise, if it's the same person, does it make sense?
He found
his
what's
head
then the
between his feet.
But maybe that's how they buried him. They bent his body. It says Yoshe before.
But didn't
it said
you tell
Yoshe.
Me that it wasn't?
Okay, so maybe well. I think the Gemara talks about it. I remember we prepared a little bit for
okay,
today.
Okay, maybe.
Let me see what it says over here. When it says in the Sifta. Give me here for a second.
Oh, maybe you're right.
No, maybe I'm wrong.
Because if he's buried, like a very the head, so he's bent.
No, so I told you wrong. The Gemara is going to talk about that later on. No, so what's the chilik then between the word Yoshev? The previous was Mushkav Yoshev and Pratel Yoshev. Shemotza Meisachava B'Yeshiva. V'loi Kederech Kavu Regila B'Shchiva. Rashai Lefanoi Samarini Lemsifta. Kedarkoi. Pratel Yoshev Shemunach Ben Yirei Chosav. Shemotza Meisachava B'Oifen
Shemotza. His head is between his legs?
Munach Ben Raglav. Yeah, Chvesnish. I don't know. They bend him. They bend his whole body.
So that had to be, that was a temporary thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so my question to you though, what's the chilik then between this case of Shereish Munach Loi Munach Ben Yirei Chosav to the case of Yoshev? What's the chilik between Yeshiva and being buried with Shereish Ben Yirei Chosav? What's the chilik?
One second, let me first find the place here.
Okay, whatever it is, we don't have to go into the gory details. The gory details. This will be in our museum. We have an exhibit. We have the Torah Museum.
All no. He says Yoshev is equivalent to Roisha Munach Ben
Yoshev. He says the body is Mushkaf Prat Li Yoshev.
Okay? He's not buried Kedakar.
So what does it mean? He's buried sitting up. Well, they put him on a chair?
Mushkaf Prat Li Yoshev. Kedakar Prat Li Yoshev Munach Ben Yoshev.
So what's the chilik, the position? Demonstrate the position of Yoshev and demonstrate the position of Roisha Munach Le Ben Yerei Chosav.
I'll tell you the difference.
Okay,
here a sitting position. Here he's totally. I don't know how.
It's nauseating to think about.
So, next, okay.
Right. Now we go to the next.
Let's cover ground here. Tony.
Fine. Well, I lost the place.
Let's cover a lot of ground.
Gewalt. Getting me hungry over here. Let's go weiter. Let's see. Next. Another halacha. Mei shechasa ein lei tefusa. The body is missing.
Oh, a body is missing.
Part of the body, you take away the part that you don't need to take the tefusa. A mei shechasa, you find a body part. An incomplete body, you do remove the body.
You mean most of the body is dead, but it's missing something, yeah.
You do not need to take the earth underneath the body. The only time this is the local tefusa. Tefusa
only if the body is complete.
You got to go take 3 tefachim of the earth. It's not enough to take the body. You have to go take the earth upon
but
which the body is resting.
But not in this case.
But in the case of the body is incomplete, you do not need to take.
You transfer the body without earth.
Exactly. You don't need to go
what's
to the
earth. What's the reason?
Why? Good question. Mei shechasa ein loy tefusa. Good question. Why not? I don't know the answer.
Okay, next.
Loy tefusa. Let's say, and also, shechasa ein loy tefusa, loy shechunas kvaras. And likewise, if there are 3 dead bodies and
then
one dead body,
then you can't touch them at all.
No, no, you can't. No, no. V'loy shechunas kvaras. It doesn't have the status of a shechuna.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you find 3 bodies, and one of the 3 bodies is choser.
Oh, that's what it means.
So it's not called a cemetery. You can remove them all.
Even if one of the 3.
Right. Now, v'chol hani my timer. Loy. All of these reasons, my timer, loy.
All these things that he said.
Why did we learn everything about? Why do we assume that it's not called a shechuna? It's because, and the Gemara's the Mordek Vard, Aminan Dilma Oivdek and Chavimu. So I told you wrong. Everything I told you was wrong. I told you, I don't know, but I saw that over here. Limud Lefanoisa. Lefanoisa.
Because a yid wouldn't be buried
because
like
they
that.
Were only buried temporarily. The Gemara says, Beferish not what I told you. Look at the Rashi. But the Gemara, Rashi, V'chol Ani Maitam Eloi, why in all of these examples, Loi Havish Shchunas Kvaris, Beishloima Echod, Motsui, we find one, the Hachi, who the Gemara, we have the Halacha Moshim Sinai, the boy Shloisha, you doing? Come on. Elakim, it's an echot horror when he was murdered. A Yoshev. A Roish. Roish. Munach Leben Yerechaisov. A Chasar. Hoyle sends a Shloshim Mitzosam Techila. Sheshlam Shkunas Kvaris. My time. So I wasn't wrong.
Oh,
I wasn't wrong.
From the 3, you find somebody.
In this specific case where the body is mutilated, Rashi makes it very clear. The case before, the Gemara Shaila before, was not a. When the Gemara started, we find 1 body, 2 bodies, 3 bodies. They find 2 bodies. Are you chayish if you find 2 bodies and it's a goy? No. It's a yid. What's the shayla? The shayla was the person buried here permanently, or was he buried al-manas tonight to take him out somewhere
else?
But
can I ask you something? He's talking about you find one dead body. What's that lacha?
You're allowed to be mafana.
Yeah.
And 2 dead bodies, you're allowed to be mafana.
Only if it...
What happens if you find him that he
was already... You knew about it.
If you find
or
3 bodies.
He was killed.
If you find 3 dead bodies.
Where does it say this? Prat lemitzi.
That's... We talk...
No, he said matzah, prat lemitzi.
That's what Rashi said. Prat lemitzi. Like, all of the cases here are going where you find 3 bodies. But one of the three bodies is not typical.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the chiddush is, so let's clarify something.
Oh, I see.
If you find 1 body, you find 2 bodies. Are they Jews or not? Let's clarify this aside. If you find 1 body or 2 bodies in a Jewish neighborhood, Jewish territory, is it a Jew or not? Is it a Yid or not?
Could be.
It is. L'chor it is. We're dealing with you finding a body in a location that's frequented by Yid. So is it a Yid or not? Yeah. So what's the chashash? What is the hakira? Did they bury the body permanently? Or did they bury the body temporarily?
Yeah.
So if they bury the body permanently, you're not going to remove it.
Call the parish.
Okay, fine. So let's say you're living in a location, the majority of the people living in this territory are Yid. And you find the body. What's the hakira? The hakira is, did they bury the body permanently or did they bury the body temporarily? If they bury the body permanently, you're not allowed to remove it. If they bury the body temporarily, you're allowed to remove it. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara introduces, maybe it's a goy. The Gemara is only discussing that maybe it's a goy where you find 3 bodies.
Yeah.
And one of the three bodies
is sitting or killed.
Exactly. So in that case, when you find 3 bodies and one of the 3 bodies is mutilated, or the body is
mutilated,
cut up into pieces, it's been killed, it's been stabbed, or then we introduce a new yesoid, mm-hmm. that third body that is not your typical is going to be a goy. When a body is...
Yeah, but the other two you also can't remove.
Then you could, because then the other two are yin.
Yeah.
And those yin were buried there temporarily.
I understand.
Okay, that's,
and that one that was unusually buried, that was a goy. Goy.
That's what Gemara says. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. He's very precise in which one is the goy. Rashi says... Rashi,
my time,
if you find one body that's
Matsui,
let's go back to the very first case. The very first case is you find three bodies. But of the three bodies, one of them we already knew about. Yeah. So that's not called a Shechuna.
Right.
There, you're not going to say that when you find three bodies and one you knew about, It's because the body that you knew about is a goy. That's ridiculous. You're not going to say that. There's a big matseva over there. You knew about that body. It's a yid. So why talk in that case? Is it not called a shchuna? Halacha l'moshe misinai. That's what he says. Be'eshloim in the first case. Echad matzui. If from the three bodies that you find, one of them you already knew about. De'hochi hu de'gemiri. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai. De'be'inon shloisha yiduin.
But if one out of the three,
the Yidden, but was already Yidu, it's halacha l'moshe
misinai. It's not considered a basic
one. Not considered. Shemotzen, but they're all Jews. Shalaha yishloshon shemotzen shetchil k'damil l'kamon. Elo kimith. Rakha Rashi is very precise now. But if you find three bodies, and you all three are a discovery. Elo kimotzen echad horug. One of the three bodies has been murdered.
Or one of the three yoishes.
Or one of them is roisha munachas lebein b'yirei chaysof. Oy chosar. Or it's missing. There are four cases.
Yeah.
Four, really total five. Halacha, at the end of the day today, we learned five cases. Matsui, yoishev, or roisha ben b'yirei chaysof, or chosar. A total of five cases. Or a horror, five cases. My timer. And for the Gemara, we have five cases.
And what's the reason? My timer. Yeah.
My timer. Next Rashi. Dilma. And they buried him over here. The body that's chosar, or it's Rosh Munach ben Yerei Chaysav, or it's Yoshev, or it's Haruk, is a goy. We don't count the guy. So how many bodies do we have left when everything is said and done? We have two bodies left over. Two yidden that are buried over here. They were only buried temporarily. Good. Next Gemara.
You mean it wouldn't be possible for Yid, even temporarily, that just he would never look like that on the ground. A yid,
exactly. A yid would never look. Why? What, you say yid is not haruk? Yidim are haruk. I guess in this case, you can be told it was a guy. You say l'chayra, the yid didn't die in misa mishuna. He didn't die in misa mishuna. Vaita. Next halach. Matzah shnayim. New case. You find this. Now this is a brice. A member. Matzah shnayim. Two dead bodies.
Can I ask you something? DNA. Could you differentiate between a yid and a guy? DNA.
Achar not. L'chayra you can't. Now you can because they can be intermarriage. There can be if a woman's a yid marries a guy, so the child is Jewish. Yeah. You go out, whose DNA does this baby have? The father's DNA, and now make it more.
But like, we're talking about a full fledged yid and a full fledged guy.
They've been dealing with this.
Could you tell the difference? No.
Maybe by now this technology.
I was told Kahanim, you could tell their DNA is different.
No, it could be halal and why they can be a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. You have many cases.
Next. Okay.
It's very, very problematic to use DNA to determine yichus. There are a lot of flaws and many situations where
they say they took the DNA of Columbus, the discovery he was a yid. They have proof that he was a yid.
It's not muchach. You can't prevent it because maybe it was intermarriage. It could be intermarriage.
Okay, next.
You'll have the DNA of a yid, but you will your goy.
Nay.
Matzah shnayim. You find two bodies.
To another person.
They're opposite directions.
Right.
Okay, so you have two dead bodies. Matzah shnayim. Roishol zeh b'tzav magluv shol zeh. Roishol zeh b'tzav magluv shol zeh. Ein lochem tfusa v'lo shchunas kvaras. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is there's no tfusa. If you find one body or two bodies, And they're buried.
You could transfer it. You could be
found of it. But there's a din tfusa. If you find one body or two bodies, and they're buried kidarkoi,
you could take them where, not with earth.
You do need tfisa. A regular case. I'm talking about this case. Oh, but in this case, if one body is buried in this direction and the other body is in the opposite direction, then you there's no din tfisa.
But there's only two. Of course, my shchunas kavaris.
No, but the chiddush is that let's say you're a third body. Let's say now you'll be mitzvah of a third body. The first two bodies don't count to make up the three.
Right.
In Sach HaKol, you have three bodies, but two of the bodies are buried, the head and the feet, opposite directions.
Right.
So those two bodies are discounted. So then, what are you left with? One body. One body. It's not called a shchuna. In order to have a shchuna,
and why can't you take the earth with it?
So I don't know the reason. The din of tefisa is a different din. There's a whole new din. So nachmo, matzah shnayim roishol zeh b'tzaymag roishol zeh, v'roishol zeh b'tzaymag roishol zeh ein lachem tefisa tefusa. And number two, v'lo shchunas kvaras. Let's see the halakha Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi says, in a can of sardines, how are the sardines put into the can, Mr. Rappaport? Are they put into the can and all the ham and the fish, their head is in the same direction, or they alternate? Do you ever look at a can of sardines?
I
don't know either. Neither do I.
Me next.
Goyim are buried, the optimization.
And look where Rashi says, he asks, what's the olive here?
Echad mehalalu, let's say, I don't know. Do every chad mehem shnigvarim bekach ve'enuchem ve'imkein ve'chein imhein gimel ubeis mehem nigvarim ke'inyin hazeh enuchem shchunas kvaras. Good, right in the Gemara.
So no, but Rashi continues.
Let's see the Gemara first. I don't see the Aleph. What's the Aleph over there? Let's go weiter.
Nei.
Look, the Matos Shlosh Echad Matos Shnayim Yosh Shalzeh Mim Zem 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 Ushnayim techila. That's the case of Matsui. Rashi. Echad. That's the Aleph. Echad. My halolu gimel mesi.
Where you do it? One you do it.
Ukvar. Ubeis mehem shemitsoi achshav techila. That's the case that we learn in the Mishnah. That's the
slowly.
Mishnah.
Slowly. Matsui shleisha.
But one of them, the three. Echad mehalolu. One of the three is Yodua. Echad mehalolu gimel mesim. Yodua.
Wait, what are you saying now?
Aleph. Echad mehalalu gil mesim yodua kvar.
What is mahalaloi?
What mahala? Mehalalu from these. Echad mehalalu.
I'm sorry.
What's okay? Echad mehalalu gil mesim yodua kvar. It's already known. We know about it already.
Ubeis mehem shemim sa'achshav
techilas for the very first time.
Yeah.
So then that was the case of the Mishnah. Prat lematzui. Oy echad mehem achshav, or one of them. Oy echad mehem achshav techila hu matzui. Wait. Oy echad mehem, one of them. Achshav now techila hu matzui. It's the very first time. And the other two are old ones.
Yeah.
Oy shnayim techila. Oh no, new case. Oy shnayim techila. You change the gears. What's the gear on the side of the one? The ois aleph. Gears as echad. Oy echad techila, ushnayim yudum. You change the girsa. You see the girsa?
Nay.
Echad
not really. The tzaddik.
Echad. Oy echad techila. There are three dead bodies. Either one dead body was known from before.
Yeah.
Or two dead bodies were known from before.
Yeah.
So you just change the gears to reflect that. Matzah shloish nachamol. You find three dead bodies. In the cases echad yodua, one we know about. Ushnayim techila, two for the very first time, or the other way around. Oy, echad techila. One is for the first time. Change the gears. Echad techila. Ushnayim yudum. And two of them are old. What is the halacha? Ein lechem tfusa. Ein lechem shkenas kvaras. There's no din tfusa. No one gets tfusa. There's no din tfusa. Okay. No one gets tfusa.
What's the mashmash? Echad yudum. Ushnayim techila.
Or the other way around.
One second. What's the echad yudum? What we knew about the shnayim
is we don't know about. Tchila means we never knew about them.
Or Shnaim,
the other way around. Two of them.
We knew already.
Two of them are Shnaim. No, change the gear. So change the gear. So Oy Echa Tchila.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One is new.
Right.
And the other two are old. Ushnaim, you doing?
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? Ein lochem tfusa. There's no din tfisa.
Yeah.
Okay. The Eilam Shchunas Kvaris. Maisa. Rabbi Yeshevav. Shabada Gumata Shnaim Yiduim. He found three dead bodies. There were three dead bodies.
Two we knew about.
Two were Yiduim. Lechat Chila. Ubikesh, he wanted Lassais and Shchunas Kvaris.
Amal
Rabbi Akiva. What are you talking about? Kol Shayogata Lorik Yogata.
We
say in Davening. Velo Niga Lorik. Velo Neile Labehola. He told him, all your davening was not fulfilled. All of your Torah was lorik. Kol sheyogata lorik yogata. All of your learning of Masechta Nozotim, the master of the sugya, was lorik. Because you don't know the halacha. You were not zecha to la sugya shmai to leave the hilchasa. Le amu shchunas kvaris ela le gimel yiduin o le shloisha tchila.
Rabbi Kiva is saying this to him.
He said it very sharp. You wouldn't expect
it. Ela gimel yiduin o shloisha tchila. I got it. Yeah.
And therefore, the shloika halacha. Rashi.
So you're telling me he was informing him that he didn't know the halacha.
He was mistaken. He wanted to go declare this to be a shchunas kvaris. When
a pillar of Sheva made a mistake.
Rashi. Ubikesh la sas la shchunas kvaris.
Wait a second. I lost the place. Where are you up to?
In the Rashi. Ubikesh la sas la No other way. If all three, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is either all three are you doing,
yeah,
or all three are not you doing.
Yeah.
But if you have any other variation, no.
Yeah.
Fine. New Gemara. Now we come to the sugya of tefisa. How do you know tefisa? It's a murder Gemara, especially.
How do you know? Do you have to take
the sugya tefisa? The noyelness to tefusas. Not only do you take the body, you take the tefisa. Hechidami tefisa. What is tefisa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Makar. How do you know the Makar? Unisosani mimitzrayim. The drush is told unisosani kama mimitzrayim talimi. Don't just take.
So Yaakov said to you, not only take me out of
Mitzrayim. Don't just take Mitzrayim out with me. Take a chelik of the land.
Interesting. Rashi doesn't mention anything on the Chumash.
Pilei. That the burial, could you imagine when you go into the Aris Machpelah, you go in there, there's a chelik, and who said this pasuk?
Yaakov Avinu. Right.
Unu said, look at the Oizdal. What is the Oizdal on the side? Say, just is the word in time. Soch lama, mimitzrayim, take mimitzrayim. Twice, say, Unu sari mimitzrayim, mimitzrayim, take with me a chelik of the earth of Mitzrayim. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You go to the Aris Machpelah, and you go to the kever of Yaakov Avinu.
Well, Kapachapcha means just carry me
from the land of Mitzrayim. The Gemara is making a drasha, take with me the earth of Mitzrayim. So wow. When you go to the Aris Machpelah,
and what's Taka the Indian? Yaakov Avinu.
Oh, this, like I don't know, you have to think about it. So look at the Chiddush, it's a Pella. You go to the Aris Machpelah. Someone will ask you, Rabbi Shol Zev, what's the chilik between the kever of Avram and Yitzhak and the kever of Yaakov?
Yeah.
In the kever of Yaakov, there's a chilik earth
very
of Mitzrayim.
Very good.
Is it a pella?
Yeah.
It's a shtickle Mitzrayim.
And then, and me to Shevdem Tzchus, don't bring Ba'oyu to Golo, we have Chizmais of Amen. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Mr. Rapport, thank you for coming. We're about now to start the service. We're about to start the evening prayer service, otherwise known as Arbit. Arbit. Not to be confused with chickpeas. Passover? I'm going to be so... Sorry? I'm going to be home for Pesach.
Where are you saying you're
here
from now?
Right now? Where is Schmidman Shul? Rabbi Schmid, 18th Street, between K and L. K and L. K as in knowledge.
K as in knowledge.
Okay, Rabbi. If tomorrow we're going to show you.
I don't wish you had asked.
Oh,
we'll do it tomorrow, okay? We'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.